Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Thank you so much for the introduction, Samik. We're honored to be here at the JP Morgan conference. We are Cepton Technologies, based in Silicon Valley. So we started quite a while ago, by now, 6 years ago, we started the company with a very much of a market focus, not just a technology focus, but market focus, that we wanted to build LiDARs for everyday vehicles. We actually focused our development in the ADAS market. And this actually has a lot of implications in our development. Unlike many companies in Silicon Valley started with the technology and looking for an application, we actually started with a thesis that we want to put LiDARs to be a safety device in vehicles and save lives. And that thesis actually commanded us to do technology development and to do commercial engagement, and eventually led to a success story with what you just heard, the General Motors Ultra Cruise platform that was awarded to us. So what we have developed with this thesis is actually the set of core values, and it's a balance between performance, cost, and reliability. Often you hear from a technology company is our product is the greatest, and you know, with all the fancy technical jargons, but we understand now for us, we're actually deploying something for everyday autonomous vehicles, everyday ADAS vehicles, that needs to be based on a proven design with superior performance, but at the same time, it needs to have the cost advantage, and it needs to be small in form factor, and it needs to consume lower power. And most importantly, it has to be a automotive grade product so that it can be proliferated among many platforms or vehicles. So these are Cepton's value proposition from the beginning till today. And we have a strong record of commercial success, all based on that thesis the company started with. Earlier on, we developed our technology, which I'll type into a little bit, the MMT technology, mainly focused on the automotive moving platform application. And we engaged commercially with all these notable OEMs, in particular, the General Motors program that we spent quite a number of years engaging and eventually winning, and in the process of deploying our LiDARs into everyday vehicles. And we also are very much engaged with Ford Motor Companies. And in between, there's a very notable company called Koito. Koito Manufacturing is a tier one company that supplies a very significant percentage of automotive lighting for the industry, and they're engaged with us, and they're actually our supplier for the GM program. So it's never enough to underestimate what the GM program is. This is actually a program that is called Ultra Cruise, and you're probably already aware of the Super Cruise that's actually is already on 22 models. Super Cruise is an ADAS program that's based on camera, and Ultra Cruise is the next generation of Super Cruise that's actually going to have LiDAR as its centerpiece. And it's expected the SOP is 2023, which is next year. And Cepton is actually sourced for this LiDAR together with Koito, already up to 2027 now. Initially, when this program was awarded to us, it actually already existed in three platforms and multiple nameplates on these platforms. A platform is actually like a truck. It's a platform. It's not a single model of vehicle. So specifically, our LiDAR will be placed behind the windshield in the vehicle, so it has a lot of benefits in terms of portability of this technology. And we have captured this design win together with our tier one partner Koito, who has been a tier one supplier for GM for many decades already. And they also have invested heavily in LiDAR industry, specifically to Cepton, with a total of $100 million of investment. So these are all notable leadership position we have captured in this industry. Not to mention we have this very much focused the Silicon Valley as well as the international team it's a founder-led team that with a lot of names here that you can see from our competitors. So that you know, speaks volumes of where we have accomplished. So just a recap, I think this is more or less of a bit of old news now. But you know, in 2016, when we started the company, there was a lot of autonomous vehicle focus for LiDAR companies. But we actually fixed our vision on the ADAS. And indeed, that's actually what end up, you'll see the ADAS market is really the major portion of the key target markets for LiDAR. These numbers actually just speaks for itself. It's you know, 80-90% of the entire application in the coming decade. But at the same time, you should not have oversight over the infrastructure programs that LiDAR actually provides a lot of value as well. So these are, you know, the current estimate of all the opportunities, and ADAS represents the largest opportunity out there. And in this opportunity, the flagship program here was the GM's Ultra Cruise. It's a strong validation for the entire LiDAR industry. That is, you know, this thing is finally coming into reality. It's finally getting into the cars that you can buy from a dealership. There's quite a bit of details. I do encourage you to read more about Ultra Cruise and its capabilities as compared to Super Cruise, which is already a very well-received program. And Ultra Cruise is another layer of coverage. You know, it goes to 2 million miles, pretty much 95% of the driving scenarios. And it, you know, it actually makes every sense that this Ultra Cruise program will be more successful than the successful Super Cruise program for the coming many, many years. And as I have mentioned, it started with three platforms, but we already are, you know, being awarded at least 9 model vehicles associated with these platforms. But that doesn't stop there. You know, it's every quarter there are news coming to us with additional models awarded or likely to be awarded with both, you know, model expansion and geographic expansion. And also partner of GM adoption of the Ultra Cruise. So these are all the upside going forward, as I have mentioned, that this program is already you know, secured up to 2027. Every model year would last at least 4 or 5 years in the automotive industry. So you can do your own math and see, you know, our how far this program will go. And it's unlike some of the selected programs that you heard from the industry, this is not a luxury only vehicle deployment. The models I have mentioned covers from the luxury to the middle classes. So it covers multiple classes of vehicles. This one design win because of its portability of the platform through different models really is proliferating in the this big conglomerate of GM platforms. So a big brief recap, this GM design win again cannot be underestimated, both in the scale but also not underestimated in the effort of capturing this. So we actually entered into competition with at least a few dozen companies in 2017 for this program, and eventually we were awarded this program in 2019, the end of 2019. Was at the end only a couple of competitors, and we were the clear winner. And till today, this is a program that's being executed already for for almost 3 years by now. So this is a very long journey. It's, I always joke, it's no less than developing a vaccine. This is actually a safety device, a future of sensors for cars. So it's a long journey from 2017 till today. And next year, you actually will see sellable vehicles coming out of the dealership with Cepton sensor inside, Cepton LiDAR inside. That actually makes the vehicle a lot safer. The whole development process, you know, go through A, B, C samples, and the entire process is not a single vendor like Cepton working on it. It's actually a group effort from Cepton to Koito, our tier one, as well as General Motors themselves. So working together to deploy these sensors for its testing, for its improvement, for the reliability. All of these efforts is like a spinning wheel from all sides. So working on the embedded design, working on the validation, and working on the manufacturing supply chain, and also how to scale it with production. So the GM series production will position Cepton for potential affiliates and new OEM programs as well, with the spinning wheel just kept on turning so that it is establishing a, you know, we have established quite a significant barriers to entry to others. Technology wise, we have published this quite a while ago that we, as designing a LiDAR, you make three technology choices on the illumination, detection, and imaging. For the illumination detection, we chose clearly for the 905 with its automotive quality and reliability and maturity. And the detection, we chose the direct time of flight for its simplicity and low cost. And we worked solely on the last section, which is how to get efficient and high quality imaging. And that's where we invented the MMT technology with this anchor patent that is awarded to us some time ago. And this technology uses a frictionless method, very much like your loudspeaker, moving a set of springs and the optical ray, and does not require any mirrors, which is always a reliability concern, and doesn't have any rotations like many LiDAR companies have. So this unique structure and this unique MMT invention really is the anchor for capturing the GM design win. But the technology doesn't stay only there as a scanning technology. It actually demands that Cepton actually develop their own proprietary LiDAR engine. This is our ASIC chip that's the size of a sesame seed. The reason I mention size is always because that actually gives you the cost. It's about a little over $1 a piece. But in this, it has a whole bunch of things, including the amplifier at the front, digitizer in the middle, accelerator in the end of sections, and plus a couple of the ARM core computers inside to actually process all the data. So you have a front-end APD into this chip, and the end is already the point cloud coming out. It's an extremely powerful chip at a little over $1 a piece, and that tells you you know, how efficient this this chip is and how we can take advantage in our competitive edge against others in this industry. And we just recently qualified this chip for automotive applications as well. So this is an automotive qualified chip, which also is a big scale up for things. So with the small chip, with the MMT technology, there are many varieties that we can implement this LiDAR into cars. And very notably, with Koito, you can implement it behind, inside the headlamps or tail lamps. And for the GM program, it's published that we're actually behind the windshield. You may take a guess that many cars, even from luxury to mid-classes, share the very similar windshield that makes this technology very much portable. You don't have to redesign the styling for cars. It's a huge advantage for this. And you can also implement it in vehicle bodies, as many others do. So this, the MMT gives you the smallest form factor. As a result, that gets you the largest flexibility in this implementation. Cepton doesn't stop here only as a hardware MMT and hardware ASIC. We actually climb up in this this value chain that we develop our LiDARs, you know, building blocks plus LiDARs, but also we develop our own automotive software. This includes AutoSAR, cybersecurity, all of the related matters. But, you know, we don't even stop there. We want to climb up further into the perception stack that will eventually provide abstract data from our LiDAR that actually becomes a smart sensor instead of just a point cloud provider. So that's where we are in the past. And in 2022, we have hit quite a bit of milestones, specifically for the long-range LiDAR. The D-sample validation cannot be underestimated. The D-sample is the final sample with production intent for the GM program, and very, very few LiDAR companies, I think I can count more, you know, with one hand or less, that is has reached to this step. The ASIC, our ASIC design team also is in the path of taping out our second ASIC that, just as I have mentioned, will introduce more intelligence to LiDAR. And we have two product varieties coming out, not coming out, has already come out, the long-range LiDAR that's based on the GM platform, and also the near-range LiDAR that is much smaller form factor that many, many OEMs are actually actively interested in. The automotive software and perception software are really on the hot seat right now. People are super interested in having intelligence built into LiDAR. The automotive software, we have gone through the AUTOSAR implementation, which is no small feat in the automotive program. And the perception software is really taking shape now. And we're looking at eventually morphing that technology into a hardware implementation into additional ASIC chip. So a bit more business update. As I mentioned, the D-sample is in this execution mode, and we are, I wouldn't say at the last stretch, but we're really seeing the end of the tunnel for this program. I've been telling people that my view of the industry is that there are three phases. The earlier technology competition phase, and in the middle phase is actually a design win competition phase. You know, you started from a technology pumping your chest to the middle that you actually have to have commercial validation to your technology. And now we're actually in the third phase that we actually need to capture an execution that successfully developing, not only developing, but deploying product to the marketplace. So that's where we are now.
So today we're already in D-sample, which for a lot of the people that don't know auto, D-sample is the last step to go into production. Just recently, we finished C-sample design and deliveries, and now we're into D-sample and making the very, very last design iteration that's going to go into a vehicle.
This is a tremendous milestone for the company and for the industry. We're the first to ship D-samples among some of the major LiDAR production wins that you've heard about. So now the General Motors vehicles with the Ultra Cruise system and Cepton LiDAR can be driven on public roads by GM employees today. So that's a huge accomplishment. Everybody's trying to win these programs, and often you get asked, what's the secret sauce? How did you win this program? How are you executing it on time? How do you meet the cost projections? It's pretty complex. If I boil it down, it really comes to building trust.
The progression of our automotive product has come a long way. We delivered our first product to our OEMs December of 2020. Since then, every step of the way, our product has been improved. We've enhanced features. We've enhanced the overall performance of the product. As we move through the different sample levels, we are coming closer to meeting the full customer expectation.
We are super excited about, you know, being in this stage. Again, today we already are shipping parts to vehicle assembly plants across the United States. That just shows how advanced we are into this program. It shows that not only we were the fastest from being awarded into a D-sample, but the ability to do it with excellence and not delay our lead customer has been an absolutely imperative of being a part of this program.
But what this has enabled is other automotive customers quickly coming to us, asking us, what is this Ultra Cruise system about? How did you get behind the windshield? How do we get the same part? Teach us how to do the same vehicle integration. This is coming from multiple top 10 OEMs in the past 6 months, as well as all the rest of the automotive OEMs. So the amount of commercial traction recently is tremendous. That's why also our IPO was timely. Our addition of talent was very timely. We were pretty quiet as a company our first couple of years, heads down, working on the technology, increasing the reliability, winning the program with General Motors, and executing it. We have the biggest program. We should be leading the conversations in the public as well.
Big picture is, you know, we would like to see LiDAR everywhere, not only on vehicles and the automotive side, but also on the smart infrastructure side. We think that LiDAR being able to give you anonymous data is something that beats other sensors, the precision, the resolution, and everything else it's able to do.
You'll see Cepton parts going to space within the next few months from another continent. We're in multiple airports in various configurations, you know, monitoring outside shuttles, also monitoring indoor pedestrian traffic. We're within casinos for security and surveillance. We're at shipping ports, highway exit and entrance ramps, overhead tolling booths on highways, smart cities, communicating with shuttles. We talked about the Ford Motor Company partnership. We're actually on their food delivery shuttle and also on their infrastructure node, communicating between infrastructure and vehicle for autonomous delivery.
We have amazing new products coming out that are going to be even better than what we have today. Our roadmap looks very rich. We have offerings in the long, medium, and short range, working on very cool technology that is going to enable even more autonomy and even safer driving in the future. In the next few months here, we're going to have a few products being unveiled to the world. So those are coming very shortly. So stay tuned for that.
Okay, thank you so much. There are some financial slides here, but I'm sure we're interested in talking about, you know, there are some questions let's chat.
Yeah, no, great, that's great. So maybe I'll start with the recent announcement with Quaito that you had in terms of expanding the collaboration there. What's driving the intent to sort of extend the collaboration from both your side as well as Quaito, and how does this partnership really position you with the Japanese automakers?
So thank you for that question. Not many people are aware that our original collaboration with Quaito was only focused or actually limited to the General Motors Ultra Cruise program. For that, we're working with Quaito. But having that program coming out to the public and everybody is aware of how good the Cepton LiDAR is, of course, that attracted many attentions from other OEMs. And we're actually looking at further engagement with OEMs, including the Japanese. So with that, we have agreed to further our collaboration, engaging and winning other programs. Specifically in the Japanese market, also I don't really know many people or aware of Toyota Motors owns or actually is a significant shareholder of Quaito. So it's, you know, in the Japanese terms, almost a mother company. So with the collaboration with Quaito further enhanced, we actually would like to solidify our position when entering into competition for these Japanese auto OEMs.
So I'll just add that's mainly on the go-to-market strategy. So we are looking into, you know, co-developing products with Quaito, leveraging their expertise in manufacturing. So some of the DFM aspects that we will like to do with Quaito on future products, and that's part of that understanding as well.
Okay, got it. The technology approach that you've that you talked about, the MMT-based technology, that includes a lot of standard components, which obviously allows you to hit the price point that you are. Maybe talk about sort of how that's differentiated in terms of how much of a differentiation that's creating in the market as you go up against your competitors. And the flip side that I've seen, I'm seeing as I sort of look at the earnings reports from companies, is that probably is also driving some supply constraint impact on your business, just given the off-the-shelf components that you need versus more sort of custom components. So maybe talk about the differentiation in the long run, but also the impact that you see from supply constraints and when that eases.
Yes. Well, first, as a part of the founder team, we actually positioned ourselves of trying to invent a cost-effective and reliable LiDAR product for automotive industry. We have decided very early on we were not interested in inventing a new component. And there are LiDAR companies trying to do that. And that to us is a very huge undertaking with a lot of investment need as well as a lot of risks involved. So we have decided very early on to only work on a invention that's based on off-the-shelf components. So that's positioned us into a very solid footing from the beginning till today that we're still actually using the off-the-shelf components. Short of that ASIC chip we have developed. So in the near term, everybody's feeling the supply chain constraint from resistors, capacitors, all the way to the ICs. And we're no exception. We do feel that. On the other hand, we have General Motors is a very good company. Koito is a very good company. Together, this is a three-way drive to manage the supply chain, certainly ease off the pressure quite a bit. At the same time, we planned rather well for the critical off-the-shelf components, such as lasers, detectors, and specifically our ASIC chip was actually well provisioned very earlier on, and we have plenty going forward into the current program. And in the long run, I come back to where we started, that having our technology based on the existing component is going to be beneficial and lower risk for this industry.
The other thing that I wanted to hit on is you talked about being able to put the product behind a windshield. You have competitors that have talked about changes to the body of the vehicle, including putting the LiDAR on a roof. What are you seeing in your conversations? We are aware, obviously, the auto industry is undergoing a major shift now with most automakers planning for electric vehicle, sort of new electric vehicle models. How much of a driver are you seeing sort of the form factor become where they want to keep the body, this sort of the form body the same way and adopt something behind the windshield versus willingness to go ahead and change the body itself in sort of conjunction with a major change of the platform and then sort of use other LiDAR makers that probably need to be built into the roof?
Yeah. So certainly behind the windshield is a huge advantage within the GM ecosystem that this portability of this platform. The Ultra Cruise platform is not only Cepton LiDAR, it's the Ultra Cruise platform across multiple vehicles is a huge advantage. And actually, it's taking huge notice from other OEMs as well. And in fact, a lot of our conversations would start from, oh, how's your integration behind the windshield? Because it's not a trivial undertaking. You have to consider whether it's the polarization in optics or the heat dissipation in mechanics or actually just the general performance from oblique angle. All of these things has to be considered. It's not a trivial exercise to put just, stick it behind the windshield. It will work. It won't if you do it haphazardly today. So we actually are at a very good position to proliferate that technology, not only within the GM, but to other programs as well.
Yeah, I'll add a little bit. So if you think about, having one new technology across multiple vehicles, the least amount of changes they have to do to that is better to be installed in new vehicles. And if you were to put the LiDAR outside exterior, you have to redesign the sheet metal, the look of it for every vehicle, which is a monumental task, right? Across the model line, and it also doesn't help with aesthetics, but that's debatable. So I want to stress that GM is buying one SKU from us, one part that goes across this many vehicles, and also obviously has the cleaning mechanism already built in, so that helps a lot.
So let me try and sort of get in two questions here before we hit the end of time. GM win, can you talk about the ramp, what you're expecting in terms of when you start the initial model vehicles with them versus what's the extent that the engagement can sort of expand to over time? including the number of model vehicles that you potentially can be on. And then I want to sort of hit a question on OEMs outside of GM as well.
Sure, I'll take it first. So our GM program currently awarded to us is, as mentioned, it's on three platforms, and on paper it's 9 vehicle models today. And we do expect those 9 vehicle models to expand to many, many, many more. So the start of production is next year, 2023. And so far the program lasts till December of 2027. But as we mentioned in the past, you know, a typical vehicle model, you know, spends 4 or 5 years in model life. So if a model, if a vehicle gets introduced in 2025, for example, and you can kind of calculate how, you know, when that kind of lasts, right? So we do expect many more vehicle models to be awarded. The Super Cruise program is currently on 22 models, and the Ultra Cruise is going to be succeeding the Super Cruise as the next generation ADAS function for GM. So we have no reason to believe, you know, it would not be anywhere, it would not be less than the number of models that's already on Super Cruise.
And we're certainly engaged, as we spoke in the past, with all the top 10 OEMs for our subsequent programs and making progress almost on a monthly basis in all front, from North America to Japan market, as two, you know, concentrated marketplace that we're working on, and our technology is continue to be well received by these companies. But it's not a simple process, as I have illustrated to you from 2017 to till today. That's the GM program. We're in some of the companies were in the earlier phase, some of them were in the later phase. But I do expect that we'll actually capture more of this design wins coming.
Yeah, what we have seen in the last 6 months is a lot more conviction from the global top 10 OEMs to use LiDAR in their next generation platform. Most of them, probably all of them, have already decided they're going to have LiDAR in their vehicles. So that's a shift from maybe 2 years ago, where this is not a certainty yet, but now it is. So I want to add a little bit more on the GM program. I think you asked about the volume and ramp. So the start of production is 2023. We do expect volume ramp to occur in 2024, 2025, and 2026, as more vehicles are introduced to the marketplace. And the platforms we spoke about is not just on EVs, but it covers ICE vehicles as well as EVs, sedans, as well as other body type vehicles, for example, trucks and SUVs.
All right. I just want to sort of press into the non-GM OEM question a bit more, because most of your competitors disclose a pipeline of opportunity that they're going with, a certain number of opportunities that they're pursuing with a short list of LiDAR companies. I mean, I don't know how to what extent you can disclose the pipeline that you have, but maybe give us some more color about, like, where are the opportunities next for you? Is it the Goito partnerships? Does that imply the next opportunity is maybe in that region, or are we looking at other regions being sort of the next opportunity, the more immediate opportunity for you?
Well, the priority for us is certainly in the North America region and the Japanese region. That's for sure. That's what we're focusing on. But not only Japanese, I should say Asian region. But we are, like I said, engaging, you know, with all the top OEMs. And in fact, if you look at this market, if you look at the number of customers, frankly, we're talking about all the same customers. So we're actually competing with, you know, every program out there is going to be sent out to all these competitive LiDAR companies, and we're competing with our own unique technology into the same program. So there is no secret among this industry, even though, you know, we cannot just say publicly which one program we're competing at, but it's all the same program.
Yeah, so, I mean, a shift from a couple of years ago where our competition is, you know, with the GM program, we're seeing 30, 40 LiDAR companies. Now it's a handful, so less than half a dozen.
Okay. I'll wrap it up there given the time, but thank you. Thanks for coming to the conference. Thank you everyone for listening in. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.